Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Today, talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach for the men's basketball team, as they get set to take on the University of Great Falls. By the time a lot of folks will be hearing this, actually, that game will be over. That's scheduled for Wednesday, December 31st, and then also on Friday the 2nd to start off the new year at home against Chadron State, a team that they played earlier this year on November 29th on the road. Coach, it's been a while since we've talked, obviously. You know, we had the Christmas break in there. Let's talk about your last game, though. It wasn't that long ago, Saturday, December 20th against Augustana. Fell a little bit short, but when you take a look at the performance, particularly compared to the game before that against Montana Tech, I thought you guys really, really did play a pretty good game.
Well, our guys did so many things well in the Augustana game. I mean, they really did. It was, it tugged at your heart to know that we put them through an excruciating. I've been doing this for 30 years, and those 4 or 5 days between the Tech game and the Augustana game, we had some come to Jesus type moments during our practice. We got up and down a lot. We played a lot of 4-on-4 full court. We did a lot of man maker type drills next to the rim, and so I was really pleased that our mentality changed. We got back. You know, one of the things we wrote on our board that we wanted to become was more scrappy, and that's who we have to be. And I thought we were in the Augustana game. We made some plays early on. I thought we got the lead. They took the lead from us. We didn't give the lead away in that game. They took it back from us because they're a very good team. And then to start the second half, they make baskets. We don't make baskets. We're down 10. You can feel the tide starting to get past the beach and hit the houses up on the cliffs. And again, we fought back. I mean, we did. We dug in. We got some stops. At the end of the game, they hit the big three. Foster hits the big three. We don't rotate as well as we should have out of our zone. We come back down the floor, and Burns scores a tough basket. I mean, makes a play to tie the thing back up. And then they hit an interior shot, and we just had trouble guarding them at the post. I mean, those two guys that they had, Krugman's an all-conference player, and this is a playoff tournament team. And he made those two guys, they did the damage.
You know, not counting the exhibition win over Dickinson State, you're 3-6 now. And if there was, and I've been watching this basketball for a long time, and I don't think there's ever been a better example of when we take a look at Montana State Billings, the difference between winning and losing is so minute sometimes. I mean, I know you're going out there, you're playing 40 minutes of basketball, but every single time you guys go out on the court, it seems like it comes down to the last couple of minutes. What's going to need to happen to take it to that next level and start getting some of those wins when you're falling just a little bit short?
Well, keep in mind, too, we won some of those games. Sure. So it's not the fact that we don't know how to do that. The thing that we try and sell our players on is, yeah, inside the last 1 or 2 minutes, that's what's under the microscope. That's what everybody sees. That's what's on that petri dish. But really, you know, was it this turnover that didn't have to happen? Was it this blockout that you missed? Was it this opportunity to get back on defense and get in front of somebody? Was it missed free throws? Was it wide open shots that you needed to capture and put in the hole? Oftentimes, you get in those tight, close games because you didn't take care of business early on. You were a charity, and so the thing that we're constantly harping on our kids with, and I mean harping, and I know the difference between instruction and pointing out, but we are harping on, is that we're one possession away. We really literally are. If you look inside of our stats, we're a possession away. We got to get better stops. The one thing that is the most frustrating for myself and our coaching staff is the field goal percentage that we're giving up. It's way too high. And we've done some things to change our defensive package a little bit over the holidays to try and adjust and give our guys a better chance. But when it really comes down to it, you have to execute it all the time. And so back to your original point, getting into those close games, if you think about it, Burns' shot to tie it up, that was huge. You know, Mike Hall, hits a big basket to take the lead. You know, we just had issues, you know, getting that one last stop. I mean, Foster misses the shot. We get the rebound. We're sitting here. This is a whole different conversation. Gosh, look at how you turned this, you know. And that's how crazy it is because, you know, for myself, going into the holidays, it was bitter. You know, and it's a silly thing, and I'm 50-some years old. I know that, you know, we make a basket, they miss a basket. I feel good. I mean, that's not how your life is supposed to operate and run, but it does.
You bring up an interesting point, though. I mean, you do look at the – and every game you've played except for Gonzaga, you know, has been so close at the end. But, you know, and I've told this to my daughter before who has played traveling basketball for years, you know, and she'll be talking about that one call at the end of the game that she thinks went against him, and she's like so mad, well, that cost us the game. And I said, well, I don't know about that. You just played, you know, at this level. I said, you just played 31 minutes of basketball. It's hard to say that one call in the last minute of the game really is that the case. So it is the full game, and it's not just those last 2 minutes. And maybe it's just a matter of maybe not putting yourself in that position.
Yeah, and you know, the officials didn't have, you know, I thought our games have been well officiated. You know, I've been in situations where I don't think that's been the case, you know, but it hasn't happened to us here this year. Officiating hasn't had any factor in whether we're successful or not successful, and we really don't have anything we can do about that. You look at the free throws that are taken in these games, they're pretty much straight up and down. The one thing in speaking about free throws, we have worked on it more, and I think it's a real tribute to our players. We're 24 for 27 in that ball game. People joke that you golf your score. Well, if we golf our percentage, which is at 60% right now, but it's climbing, that's a 10 or 12 point loss for us instead of a last possession. And so, you know, I thought Burns got to the free throw line and made them, and Derek got to the free throw line and made them. We need to have Mike Hall and Travis Bunker shoot the ball consistently the way we know they can do. And that's not, you know, they're not trying to miss them, but we need to have them become more consistent and better shooting perimeters for us, because they're doing a lot of other things for us. I mean, obviously Bunker's, I don't know how many double-doubles he's had on the year, but it's been a pile. And Mike Hall has become a lot better defensive player for us and is a tremendous screener. And so, you know, again, I think, you know, we just need to have – we're going to have them, as this thing starts to move forward, we're going to have them shoot the basketball together on the same night with the abilities that they have.
Jacket Coaches Show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, GM Petroleum Distributors, Ortho Montana, Jackets Company, Farmers Insurance Group, Denny Menholt Chevrolet Hummer, First Interstate Bank, St. Vincent Healthcare, Alpha Graphics, Sign Pro, Rimrock Stages, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, and Clock Tower Inn. We'll be back with the second part of this program coming up.
Over the years, Hanser's Automotive has earned quite a reputation for their transmission work. But some have forgotten about their general repair and fleet work, well known for their expertise in carburation to fuel injection, diesel trucks, small cars, foreign cars, brakes, and tune-ups. Hanser's has the top ASE-certified master technicians in the area that get the job done right. No matter what kind of vehicle, Hanser's can repair it. Call 248-7795. See all that they can do or visit them online at hansers.com.
You know, when I was back with the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with George Pfeiffer, Ken Adablu here, and of course we'll be doing all the play-by-play for the next couple of games, Wednesday, December 31st, as we host the University of Great Falls, and also coming up Friday, January 2nd, against Chadron State. I do want to make mention that Great Falls game, different start time for them, that'll be taking place at 5:30. p.m. here at Alterowitz Gym. I was thinking about it as I was looking at the press release on the Montana State Billings women's last game against Chadron State, where they beat them by like 50 points, and I was thinking, wouldn't George Pfeiffer like to have one game like that where, you know, you had even like a 20 or 30 point cushion there, something where you know, perhaps you could get into a situation where maybe you could try a few different things. You're in the situation right now where you're just trying to win some real close ball games. I would imagine you'd love to have a game like that, wouldn't you? I mean, I know it's great for the fans. They're probably enjoying all these nail biters from a coach's standpoint. That'd be nice to see.
I don't see any of those on our future horizon during the course of the 08, 09 season. That's not going to happen. Great Falls is, I've seen a lot of Great Falls teams. This is the most talented Great Falls team I've seen. I just got through watching tape with Montana State, Bozeman, and it's, Great Falls is up one with 20 seconds to go in the first half. They're down one at the half. They have a bad first 4 minutes of the second half, and they just play with the Bobcats straight up all the way. Ames inside he'll be probably as good a player as we have seen other than Gonzaga during the first part of our non-conference season. I mean, he's 6'5", he's all conference, he can play in, he can play out, he posts up, he scores, he hits difficult shots at difficult angles. Meredith, the two guard that they have out of Texas, is very quick. He can get to the rim, he stops and pops. They got a lot of pieces, and you talk to anybody who's played them or is going to play them, and they're going to beat people. Now, what we need to do is make sure we're not one of those people that they beat, but our hands will be. They have every bit as much talent, if not more, than we do right now, and so we're going to have to really dig in and play well.
I ask the same question of Kevin Wooden. When you take a look at the start of the year and where you're at right now, and let's not forget that these are the last two games before you get into what you have called kind of the Cadillac of the Division I conferences, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, just two games left before taking on Western Washington and Seattle Pacific on the road. When you took a look at where you started at the start of this year and where you are right now, are you generally pleased with the progress you've made in preparation for the GNAC season?
If you ask me if we've gotten better, there's no question. I mean, if anybody's been paying attention, and I said that in the very outset, come watch us early, come watch us now. We are better. We're a better basketball team. We have more tools in our tool belt as far as what we can do defensively and offensively. We have a better understanding of what we're trying to accomplish. Our resolve is better. When we play average, we're going to get really beat up with the teams that we have looking at us in the future. We always have to play above our expectations. My inner expectations for this team, I would like to think we would have a couple more wins. I really do. And the ball bounced one way or the other. We do have a couple more wins. We've lost games in the last seconds. And if we capture those, now all of a sudden we're having a winning record. And, when you go back and we play Gonzaga in the exhibition season where we wanted to, and you get to count the Dickinson State game, now all of a sudden, we got one less loss, one more win. But we don't have any of that. And so we are our score. We are 3-6. And I like this group, though. I do. I like this group because we're hard on them. We push them. They respond. They got a little more, I know this sounds kind of callous, but they have a little more booger in their nose now than when we first started this thing out. I think they believe that they should win those games. I think they're not, well, we weren't good. We only won one game last year. I don't think there's any of that in us anymore. I think that's out of our bone marrow. Now, as you go on and you talk about this GNAC conference, I think I looked the other day, there was either five or six teams that at this juncture only have two losses. And the Seattle Pacific team, which is 7-4, beat Colorado State, beat Southern Utah at their place and took Oregon State to last possession. So that's who we're getting ready to go play. So let's not, Central Washington, Colorado School of Mines is a good program and Pryor's a good coach, and Central Washington beats them by 30. And they're kind of in the middle of our deal right now, and they're really good. So, going out on the road and playing in those venues, we're going to have to pull our belt and find that extra notch in there, I can tell you that. But this group, in some respects, has surprised us, with the way with the way they've absorbed it and the way they've, you know, fought and dug in. And so we're going to have that. The minute we lose that, we're in trouble. We can't lose that. If we can continue to embrace that, then we have a chance to do some things here in the future.
When we come back, we'll just take a quick look at the two games coming up against University of Great Falls and Chadron State. The Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by the Clock Tower Inn, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Rimrock Stages, Sign Pro, Alpha Graphics, St. Vincent Healthcare, First Interstate Bank, Danny Menholt, Perkins Family Restaurant, GM Petroleum Distributors, Ortho Montana, Jackets Company, and Farmers Insurance Group. We'll be back with the final segment of the Coaches Show.
Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big beer. Billings' number one award-winning beers. Great food, great fun, and great beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. And we're now proud sponsors of the Montana State University Billings Athletics. Join us before and after the game for great food, awesome service, and award-winning beer. Hooligan Sports Bar and the Montana Brewing Company. Small brewery, big award-winning beer. Right in the heart of downtown Billings. At 113 North Broadway, downtown.
Canada Blue back with George Pfeiffer, the head men's basketball coach here at Montana State Billings. You're listening to the Jackets Coaches Show. You already talked about the University of Great Falls, obviously. Another good team out of the Frontier Conference. Coming up, you've also got Chadron State. This is a team that you've already seen this year. And I know this was a game on the road. I think it was a neutral side game, was it not? Was it at the University of Mary? Okay, it was at Chadron State. Okay, thank you very much there. But a game, again, that you could have won. Taking a look at these two teams, again, being at home, I mean, we've talked about how good Great Falls is. Obviously, you know Chadron State's good. But, again, these are winnable games.
No question. I'd like to think we're in the tax bracket. I mean, you go to the Chadron State game, there's a minute and 35 seconds to go in the game, and I think we're up two. And we make a defensive blunder, and they hit a three, and they get the lead, and we never come back from that, and it ends up being a 7-8-9 or whatever it was game. But we position ourselves to be in a position to have a chance to win. And Chadron is a completely different creature. Pepperdine Memphis spread offense. They drive angles. They have a very good player in McCarron who's, you know, can really put numbers up. He's done it against Division I schools. He's done it against Division II schools. He's easily a 20-some-point night scorer. And they're very athletic, and they're very long, and they're very aggressive. And so, you know, tons of challenges, not very much time to prep to get ready to play them because we're going to play Great Falls and then boom, a day to get ready, and then bang, we're going to go play. They, on the other hand, haven't had a game in 2 weeks. So I'm sure they've had plenty of time to get ready for the Jackets and, you know, digest what they saw before. So, you know, anyway, I think these are two very good games for us, two great opportunities for us to find success. Our resolve's got to be good. You know, we told our kids that, and our players today, the key for us is to play, to compete for 40 minutes and perform. I mean, that sounds really, really simple, but if you think about it, that's what this group needs to be. 40 minutes. Now, don't take any breaks. Don't have any charity moments mentally, and then make performance plays, which they're capable of doing.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, GM Petroleum Distributors, Ortho Montana, Jackets Company, Farmers Insurance Group, Denny Menholt, First Interstate Bank, St. Vincent Healthcare, Alpha Graphics, Rimrock Stages, Sign Pro, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, and the Clock Tower Inn. Best of luck to you not only on Wednesday night's game against Great Falls, but also the Friday game against Chadron State, Coach.
Thank you so much.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.